We are interrupting regularly scheduled programming to bring you the Hanes Glacier Bears girls game in Metlakatla, broadcast by KYMR in Metlakatla with local announcers, and tape delayed for you here in Hanes.
And Brittany Bradford with her own block and two rebounds, one of those being offensive. Swinton inbounds the ball to Kohler at the top. Kohler gives it over to Swinton. Swinton passes it in to Larson. Larson getting stuck. And a jump ball is called. Ball going with the Mischiefs. Faith Gray will be inbounding the ball for the Mischiefs. Gray inbounds it to Smith. Mischiefs trying to set up a play now. Smith gives it over to Nelson, Tanisha Nelson, that is. Gray with it at the top, kicks it over to Hayward. Kicks it in to Gray. Kicks it up for a very easy two. All right, Larson with the ball now for Glacier Bears. Smith steals it and puts it up for an easy two. See, now Smith steals it yet again, tries to put it up for two. Rebounded by Spiegel. Given to Kohler, kicked over to Swinton. Swinton now bringing the ball down. Smith just racking up even more steals. Just kind of scrambled there. Didn't really understand what happened. Smith with the ball now. Smith with the ball at the top. Smith gives it over to Nelson. Nelson over to Hayward. Hayward for two. No good ball, rebounded by Kohler.
She got a piece of that ball there as we went up there.
I'll count that. There you go. Swinton handing the ball over to Stegen, into Kohler. Back out to Stegen, who puts it up for three, no good. Ball just went out of bounds, but Gray with the ball now. Driving down, puts it up for an easy two, no good. Rebounded by Kohler. He gives it out to Tanisha Nelson by accident, puts it up to two herself, and that is good.
27-18.
Stegen with the ball now, gives it over to Swinton, passes it down to Kohler, but stolen by Gina Hayward. Ball given to Madison James, given back to Hayward, given over to Nelson, who puts it up for two. Just barely missing it, rebounded by Smith, who puts it up for her own two, and that was good. So Smith was more so, you know, helping out with only assists and rebounds and whatnot. Now she's starting to score. She's getting into her groove.
And then there, yeah, she started, it looked like she started off trying to get her teammates involved in there, which is really good. 29-18, Mischief's up as Coach Brittingham calls timeout. And he wants, looks like a 30-second timeout to kind of get them back in there and get to see what they're doing. So 5:48 and left in the third, and we're going to go on there, so.
Oh, school, by the way, is 20. Wait, did you just come score? Yeah, sorry, I'm not thinking.
That's fine. You're doing great. You're doing great, Tom.
I think some people might like it, but I might have to drop the assists and the steals and whatnot. Might have to just stick with rebounds.
You can continue to do that if you follow over. Just nudge me, and I'll make sure I help out there.
All right, Swinton inbounds with Kohler. Kohler kicks it over to Stewart. I mean, Swinton. Oh, wow. Swinton with the ball gives it in to Kohler. Kohler out to Swinton and puts it up for two, and that is good.
Long key just inside the three-point line there. 20-29, 5:29 left in the third quarter.
Smith now bringing the ball down for the Mischiefs. Kicks it over to Nelson, who drives in, puts it up for two, just barely misses, and almost got her on the rebound.
Mischief's definitely battling the battle of height there as they come through there. They still manage to get quite a few rebounds out of there.
You could be as good at boxing out as you want, but if someone is several inches taller than you, it's going to get harder and harder. Smith with a steal and an easy two. Wow, she keeps stealing the ball like it's nothing.
Ball up to Kohler, over to Williams.
Given back to Kohler. No, sorry, you can take over. Swinton with the ball at the top then.
Calming down a little bit so we can catch up there.
Yep, Swinton with the ball at the top now. Gives it over to Wing. Wing passing it into Gross. Gross falling over and a jump ball is fine. Obviously not because of the jump ball, but Yeah.
Just because. Zanow, there you go. No, she hasn't been in for a while.
Yep.
Almost forgot her name. Stegan getting ready to inbound the ball. Stegan inbounds the ball to Zanow. Actually stolen again by Smith.
Long pass down there.
Almost trying to give it to Nelson, but Stegan instead gets a steal. Well, at least that was, yeah, that's kind
yep,
of a steal.
That
pass.
Was a steal. Squinting up on top there now.
Gives it over to Stegan after the game. Smith trying to steal it back.
Trap. Tied up the ball. And that ball will now go to the midfield.
That was a very, that was a rough jump ball right there.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it does get a little physical out there with some of these players out there trying to get in there. And, you know, it doesn't look like Coach Brittenham is too upset with that, though. You know, he got tied up there. His defense was coming out there. Smith coming in, bringing the ball.
He's a very level-headed person.
He is. He's a very, very good coach.
All right, Smith driving down, trying to kick the ball out. A jump ball is called instead. Almost throws a girl over her hip.
Yeah, Swinton had her hand on the ball, and she was trying to turn around to get the ball loose and ends up calling it a jump ball there.
Zanow inbounds the ball to Swinton. I usually don't trip up on people's names. I'm really good about remembering them usually, but that was just bad earlier. Zanow with the ball at the top now. Not using a screen that was provided by Bradford. Bradford with the ball at the top now. Bradford wanting to throw the ball somebody. Throws to the ball now, gives it over to Kohler. Gives it back to Bradford. Bradford to Zanow. Zanow with the ball at the top. Gives it over back to Bradford. Bradford trying to hand it off to Gross, but it looked like there was some miscommunication on what was supposed to happen there.
Yeah, a little bit of miscommunication causing a turnover again so the ball goes to Miss Chiefs. 20-31, 3:34 left in the third.
Am I talking too fast?
Nope.
I feel like I am.
You're
all right.
Fine.
Smith with the ball at the top now. Smith over to Nelson, Tanisha Nelson. That gives it out to Gray for a mid-range jumper, which was good.
15-4 right at the free throw line. Ball comes back in, and looks like they're going to trap again, and they get it over to Coward and back up to
Bradford.
Bradford and Swinton.
Now to Zanow.
Zanow.
Two, no good. Rebounded by Gross.
Looks like that was on Gray.
That was Gross's second offensive board.
That was a good she got a good push. Looks like they call it 15, so that'll be Andrina, her third. Team's first, actually,
I put that down for Gray.
Yeah, it looked like Gray was in there. Gross puts up the shot, rims in and out, no good. So 20-33, 3:03 left in the third as you got some substitutions coming in. Looks like both number 11 is Madison James and Hamilton, a freshman. She's a 5'8 freshman coming in.
All right, Gross with her second free throw, and it's no good. Smith with the rebound. I got to put that somewhere.
Yep.
Smith with the ball at the top still for the Mischiefs. Smith giving the ball over to James. James driving in, puts it up for two, just barely misses. Rebounded by Bradford. Bradford, not necessarily super tall, but definitely long-armed.
Yep.
And, I'm sorry, I do not know who that is. Is that 11? Oh, 11.
Yeah,
right.
She's
all Hamilton.
She just checked in, yeah.
All right.
She checked in the game, so.
I don't remember seeing her yesterday.
Yeah. Oh. So, looks like there was another jump ball in possession there. It goes with the Mischiefs as Smith brings the ball to court.
I know I just missed something that I didn't put down. I feel bad now. Nelson driving in. Puts it up to two, but it's fouled on the shot.
Bringing it right in, Vic Gross, as Team Gross came over to cut her off and gets the foul in there. So.
I'm a little confused by this logic here. I mean, I'm doing the play-by-play tonight,
mm-hmm.
but I'm doing even more statistics than I did yesterday, but I'm doing much better.
It keeps you focused.
All right. Oh, and I forgot, as I said that, I forgot to put a foul for Autumn Gross.
Yeah, and Taylor Nelson missing the first of two free throws out there. She's going up there, 20-33, 2:25 left in the third. Mischief on top.
Only one team foul from each team. Nelson missing both free throws.
Gross with the rebound to give it over to Swinton. Swinton sending up to Clay.
Swinton handing it over to Zanow, almost losing it. Zanow, are they faking using the screen? Is that the thing? They're just not using
screen up there, looking for one man-to-man situation.
Baxford putting up two, but no good. Rebounded by Hamilton.
Yeah.
And then given to Gross.
And they're going to call that on the floor, so that's the second team foul against the Mischiefs. And looks like Haynes will take it out from underneath the basket there.
That was Tanisha Nelson's first foul. And by the way, okay, there's only one Nelson on the court now, that being Taylor.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys know.
Jessalyn Loney subbing in for Tanisha Nelson.
Bradford inbounding the ball to Gross, puts it up for a very easy two.
Hayes Bay looking over, trying to figure out how to defend Gross, so she kind of has her way in there.
I'm sorry, but who was it that inbounded that ball?
I don't know.
Hang on. Going to give an assist.
Yes.
Sorry. Gray with the ball at the top of the Mischiefs now. Yes, Gray. Looking like she has some problems with this man. Man coverage. Sorry. Smith with the ball over to Nelson at the right wing. Tries putting it up for two that he travels called. And that was, at first I was thinking, how did they miss that?
Yeah.
Because that was a couple steps.
Pulled up the ball and they kind of packed it up a little bit just so they caused her to travel. It's turnover.
Zanna inbounding the ball to Bradford, kicks it over to Swinton, getting down to Gross. Gross putting it up for two, getting fouled. A double dribble.
Double dribble called upon Gross.
Did she stop or use both hands?
I couldn't tell from this vantage point.
I think she used both hands.
Yeah.
Also known as monkey dribbling.
Yeah,
people.
It was that wing. Wing actually checked back in.
Nelson inbounding the ball to Smith, who will be bringing it down for the Mischiefs. Score is 33-22 with a minute 10 left in this quarter. Smith driving in, putting it up for two. Fouled on the shot, even. That is good. See, the head guy at the score table actually told me that these squares might get filled up if I use them for rebounds and whatnot as well. He is right. Look at that.
Yeah, we can make some more stats just for you. And so when you call him Brenton over there in the region, the Gross checks out, and I didn't see who checked in for 31, I do believe. Krager. Krager checked in. He's a 5'7 freshman.
I can't believe I missed another foul. But I put it up there. Smith just barely missing that free throw. Rebounded by a wing. Zanow bringing the ball down for Glacier Bears. Gives it over to Wing. Wing into Hamilton. Hamilton getting the ball stolen by Smith. Smith driving the ball down now. Smith giving to James for two. Just barely missing. And the ball goes out of bounds and we'll be going with the Glacier Bears.
That was a good attempt there by Madison James to get it up there. If you got a wide open layup, might as well take it.
Not doubting the officials. It looked like there was a little bit of contact.
But you know, sometimes you got to play through that. As the ball comes up to Glacier Bears, bringing up the ball, and yeah, double dribble.
Called on Zanow.
Zanow, yeah. They know their names really well, and then they're going to leave.
Well, some of them I remember from last year, like Swinton and whatnot.
Yeah.
And Wing, but...
I'm sure I have a brother out there, Justin Swinton, as well, too.
He's graduated, right?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Melanie driving in, gives it off to Nelson. Nelson for easy two, just barely missing. That's usually her range, too.
Yeah, right inside there, about 5 to 7 foot range, she knocks it down. She can knock down the three, too, though, as well. So, same with Taylor Nelson and Jessalyn Melanie, so...
Zanow will be bringing the ball down for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Lady Glacier Bears, sorry. Zanow losing the ball. Taylor Nelson poking it out of bounds.
Got some fast hands. She's been playing. She actually missed 1 year. She went to cheerleading for a year and came back to basketball. So.
Her sophomore year.
Yep.
Because that was my freshman year.
Yep.
Zanow inbounding the ball to Bradford. Kicking over to Hamilton, but blocked by Nelson. Tanisha Nelson, sorry. Taylor Nelson with the ball now, kicks it way down to Smith, who puts it up for two. A wild shot there as the clock was just about to go out.
Broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS and Haynes Boosters Club, Olerud's Marketplace, Captain's Choice Motel, Bigfoot Auto, White Rock LLC and White Rock Nursery, Mountain Market, Lutac Lumber, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, AP&T, Southeast Road Builders, and Haynes Real Estate.